Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to start off with some performances through Duke Performances. The first one, the Blind Boys of Alabama, they'll be performing Friday, September 13th and Saturday, September 14th at 8 p.m. at the Haiti Heritage Center. Tickets are $34, $15 for ages 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students, and this is for general admission seating. For ticket information for any of these Duke performances I'm going to be reading to you, you can call the University Box Office Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and that phone number is 919-684-4444. Founded at the Alabama Institute for the Negro Blind in 1939, the Blind Boys of Alabama performed for over 40 years on the gospel circuit before they broke through to worldwide acclaim in 1985, appearing in Lou Brewer's groundbreaking The Gospel at Colonus. Six Grammy Awards later, their soul-stirring live shows remain the stuff of legend. As Ben Harper says, they are pyramids of gospel music, the birthplace of sacred soul. Now, these Gospel Music Hall of Famers kick off Duke Performance's new season with a rare two-night engagement in a venue tailor-made for their voices. At the Haiti Heritage Center, a historic former AME church, the Blind Boys of Alabama will celebrate both their proud tradition and their bold new project set for release just 2 weeks after the concert, an album produced by Bon Iver's Justin Vernon with music direction from Megaphone's Phil Cook. Again, the Blind Boys of Alabama will be performing Friday, September 13th and Saturday, September 14th at 8 p.m. at the Haiti Heritage Center. Theo Bleckman, Hello Earth, the music of Kate Bush, will be performed Friday, September 27th, and again on Saturday, September 28th at 9 p.m. at the PSI Theater at the Durham Arts Council. Tickets are $24, $15 for ages 30 and under, $10 for Duke students, and this is also for general admission seating. Why do collaborators from Meredith Monk to Laurie Anderson to John Hollenbeck flock to work with Theo Bleckman? Because Bleckman offers a voice, quote, so colossal yet so meticulous, he can seem otherworldly, and that's that quote from All About Jazz. Last heard in Durham a season ago, fronting Hollenbeck's big band, this supernatural jazz vocalist returns with a band and project of his own. In PSI Theater's intimate black box space, Bleckman pays tribute to another singular voice, British art-pop innovator Kate Bush, with whom he shares an off-kilter sensibility. The tribute, Hello Earth, his reimagining of Bush's songs, was named one of the top 10 jazz albums of 2012 by NPR. But categories like jazz and pop barely contain Theo Bleckman's outsized charisma and interstellar voice. Again, Theo Bleckman, Hello Earth, the music of Kate Bush, will be performed Friday, September 27th and Saturday, September 28th at 9 p.m. at the PSI Theater at the Durham Arts Council. Finkel-Setzerhand Trio will be performing Saturday, September 28th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. Tickets are from $26 to $32, $15 for ages 30 and under, $10 for Duke students, and this is a reserved seating performance. Cellist David Finkel, violinist Philip Setzer, and pianist Wu Han make as fine a piano trio as the world knows. Given their resumes, this is no surprise. Finkel spent more time than 30 years with the famed Emerson String Quartet. Setzer is a founding member of the Emerson, and Han is an outstanding has an outstanding career as an orchestral soloist and chamber player. Together, these three bring decades of experience to their exploration of the piano trio repertoire. Their program begins where Beethoven began, with that composer's first published work. His serene Trio in G Major pays a tribute to his teacher Haydn, all the while hinting at an explosive career to come. Ken Finkel-Setzerhand Trio will be performing Saturday, September 28th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. For more ticket information about any of these performances, you can call the University Box Office Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. through 6 p.m. And that phone number one more time is 919-684-4444. Coming up at the Carolina Theater, Chip Cheap Trick will be performing on Tuesday, September 17th at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance are from $48 to $102. The Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street in downtown Durham. And for ticket information, you can call them at 919-560-3030. Cheap Trick may be one of the most covered bands of all time. Since the 70s, they've been blending elements of pop, punk, and even metal in a way that is instantly catchy and recognizable. With timeless classics such as I Want You to Want Me, Surrender, and The Flame, Cheap Trick are a musical institution. Anyone familiar with Comedy Central's The Colbert Report will note that Cheap Trick wrote and performed the theme song. With more than 5,000 performances, 20 million records sold, 29 movie soundtracks, and 40 gold and platinum recording awards, the band was honored in October 2007 by the Chicago chapter of the NARAS, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, for their contributions to the music industry. Cheap Trick were featured in the John Varvatos Spring 2008 ad campaign. The band has most recently performed their Dream Police album in its entirety, along with an orchestra in select cities across the U.S. This innovative show also includes many other songs from the band's extensive catalog, garnering them critical acclaim after performances in venues such as the Greek Theater in Los Angeles. Their most current release, the latest, released on CD, vinyl, and 8-track, has garnered glowing reviews worldwide and continues Cheap Trick's reign as a power pop group as they continue their legacy of over 35 years in the music industry. Conditions of entry for this performance: to ensure the safety of all concertgoers, all persons and or bags will be subject to a safety and security search upon entry to the Carolina Theater. Any prohibited items or any item deemed dangerous or inappropriate will be confiscated. Please allow sufficient time prior to your arrival for parking and bag screenings. The Carolina Theater will be enforcing a no re-entry policy for this event. Also coming up at the Carolina Theater on Thursday, September 19th, the John Schofield Uber Jam Band featuring Andy Hess, Avi Bortnick, and Tony Mason. This performance will take place at 8 p.m. and tickets are $27 to $47. John Schofield took up the guitar at age 11, inspired by both rock and blues players, and later attended Berklee College of Music. After a debut recording with Jerry Mulligan and Chet Baker, Schofield was a member of the Billy Cobham George Duke Band for 2 years. In 1977, he recorded with Charles Mingus and joined the Gary Burton Quartet. He began his international career as a band leader and recording artist in 1978 and toured with Miles Davis in the 1980s. His Davis stint placed him firmly in the foreground of jazz consciousness as a player and composer. Throughout his career, Schofield has punctuated his traditional jazz offerings with funk-oriented eclectic music and has prominently led his own groups in the international jazz scene. He's recorded over 30 albums, many already classics, including collaborations with contemporary favorites like Pat Metheny, Brad Mehldau, Mavis Staples, Government Mule, Joe Lovano, and Phil Lesh. Again, the John Schofield Uber Jam Band, featuring Andy Hess, Avi Bortnick, and Tony Mason, will be performing Thursday, September 19th at 8 p.m. at the Carolina Theater. Carolina Theater is also presenting Joe Satriani with special guest the Steve Morse Band on Tuesday, September 24th at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance are $40 to $90. Joe Satriani has been a worldwide guitar hero since his 1987 breakthrough album, Surfing with the Alien. Over 10 million albums and CDs later, in addition to 14 Grammy nominations and numerous accolades, Satriani continues to push the envelope of modern rock guitar playing. Although he originally started his career by teaching some of the top rock guitar players of the 80s and 90s, like Metallica's Kirk Hammett and virtuoso Steve Jai, Joe Satriani is universally hailed as one of the most technically accomplished and respected guitar players in rock. Satriani, who cites Jimi Hendrix as a major influence, quickly established himself as one of rock's most influential guitarists. Since the release of Surfing with the Alien in 1987, Satriani has continually been voted the best guitarist in leading guitar magazine's reader polls. Chosen by Mick Jagger to perform worldwide on Mick's first solo tour and by Deep Purple to tour Japan and Europe, Satriani cemented his reputation as a true guitar hero. Steve Morse's career has encompassed rock, country, funk, jazz, classical, and a fusion of these musical genres. In addition to his thriving solo career, Morse has been and continues to be a member of several renowned bands, including Deep Purple, and is the founder of the Dixie Dregs. Performing on more than 47 albums over the course of his career, Morse continues to push boundaries and take chances, and his appearances as a special guest at this concert is something any guitar fan won't want to miss. Conditions of entry to ensure the safety of all concert goers. All persons and or bags will be subject to a safety and security search upon entry to the Carolina Theater. Any prohibited items or any item deemed dangerous or inappropriate will be confiscated. Please allow sufficient time prior to your arrival for parking and bag screenings. The Carolina Theater will be enforcing a no re-entry policy for this event. For more ticket information about any of these performances at the Carolina Theater, you can call them at 919-560-3030. Coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club, Sinbad will be performing September 19th through the 22nd. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh, and their phone number for ticket information is 919-828-5233. Sinbad's name recalls the literary legend that symbolizes strength, adventure, and optimism, and that is what he strives for. Born in Benton Harbor, Michigan, Sinbad grew up telling jokes to his three brothers and two sisters. The image sticks, Sinbad the wild child, off-the-wall Sinbad who would do anything for attention, free as the wind, an unpredictable force that can't be harnessed, and always willing to pay any price, looking for laughs. Sinbad doesn't tell jokes. I don't know any, he admits. Instead, he stalks the stage, telling real-life stories. He doesn't deliver payoff lines. He slam dunks them. His comedy is large, physical, and impetuous. Psychologically, he jams us, poking holes in our lifestyles. His stories mirror our foibles. He is the explosive energy of the neighborhood. His phrasing is manic, musical, and right on time. He doesn't write his material. He relives it as he remembers it. Sinbad made his big screen debut in the 1991 gridiron comedy Necessary Roughness. His other motion picture credits include starring roles in Houseguest, First Kid, and Jingle All the Way, and a cameo in Coneheads. He was the voice of Canine Riley in Homeward Bound 2. On television, he starred in the title role of the Cherokee Kid on HBO and was the star and executive producer of his own acclaimed Fox TV sitcom, The Sinbad Show, and Sinbad Summer Jam Weekend 2, airing on HBO. Sinbad's Summer Jam won the prestigious NAACP Image Award consecutively for 2 years in the Most Outstanding Variety Series Special category. Sinbad transcended into late-night talk with ease, creating quick repertoire with any guest. When you get the opportunity to get into business with someone like Sinbad, you don't pass it up, said Quincy Jones. He is a veteran performer known for his unique comedic voice and larger-than-life personality. Sinbad hosted Vibe from 1997 to 1998. Sinbad, who has built a loyal following with sold-out comedy shows and has gone from being one of America's best-loved and funniest comedians to national stardom on television and movies, now brings his observations to the printed page. From love to layaway, parenting to primping, weight loss to the World Wide Web, Guide to Life, Because I Know Everything, certainly has something for everyone. This book was published by Bantam Books hardcover in April 1997 and mass-market paperbacks in May of 1998. Sinbad finds time for humanitarian and community service. Working with the Children's Defense Fund and the Omega Boys Club has helped him to continue to be more aware of the needs of children. In March of 1996, Sinbad accompanied the First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton on an official visit to Bosnia and other European stops to provide comic relief to U.S. peacekeeping troops. Ken Sinbad will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club September 19th through the 22nd. Also coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club, Fortune Feimster will be performing September 27th and 28th. And this show is rated R, so you must be 21 or older. Fortune Feimster, the lovable Southern comic with great hair and even better personality, moved to Los Angeles in 2003 after graduating summa cum laude from Peace College in North Carolina. Within a few months, she landed a job as an entertainment journalist for the LA Daily News and went on to write a syndicated newspaper column, Beck Smith, for the next 7 years. It was during that time that Fortune began to take improv classes at the Groundlings Theater, and soon a new passion was born. It shouldn't be long before fortune started to take the it wouldn't be long before fortune started to take the LA comedy scene by storm, and in 2010 she made her national TV debut on NBC's Last Comic Standing, where she finished as a semifinalist. That same year, she was selected to perform in the New Faces Showcase at the Montreal Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. Now, Fortune is a full-time writer and performer on E! Network's popular Chelsea Lately with Chelsea Handler. She is also a cast member on the second season of Handler's scripted series, After Lately. In her spare time, Fortune travels the country doing stand-up, but can be seen on a weekly basis at the Hollywood Improv and the world-famous Comedy Store. She is also a highly accomplished sketch comedian and improv artist, as well as an alumna of the prestigious Groundling Sunday Comedy, which boasts other such alumni as Will Ferrell, Kristen Wiig, and Lisa Kudrow. While Fortune has already made tremendous strides in short periods of time, there is no doubt that this is only the beginning to what's to come. Again, Fortune Feimster will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club September 27th through the 28th. For ticket information of either of these performances at Goodnight's, you can call them at 919-828-5233. Coming up in the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater, the Picking in the Pines Bluegrass series is still going on. Picking in the Pines Bluegrass series takes place every Wednesday from August 28th through September 18th and will feature local and regional talent from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. All seating and music will take place on the spacious crescent deck, creating a casual environment to relax and mingle with friends. The event time is 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. and the gates will open at 5:30. Tickets are $5 per show for adults, and kids 12 and under are free. Willie Nelson and family will be performing at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater on September 14th. The Cocoa Booth Amphitheater is located at 8003 Regency Parkway in Cary. Phone number for ticket information is 919-462-2025. The showtime for Willie Nelson and family is 8 p.m. and the gate time is 7 p.m. The parking lots will open at 6 p.m. Ticket prices, reserved and table seating, $54.50, lawn seats, $35, and the lawn price increases to $40 the day of the show. Alabama Shakes with special guests The Dexateens and Majestico will be performing September 20th at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater. Showtime will be 8 p.m. The ticket prices, general admission for pit tickets are $40, reserved table seating $40, lawn seats $30. The lawn price will increase to $35 the day of the show. Items allowed at this performance, lawn chairs of any height, blankets, raincoats and ponchos, and non-professional cameras. Prohibited items include pets, weapons, umbrellas, and food and beverage. Again, any information that you need regarding purchasing tickets, you can call the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater at 919-462-2025. Coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, September 14th at the Fletcher Opera Theater, an evening with Nina Freelon. The Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts is located at 2 East South Street in downtown Raleigh. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-996-8700. Shaw University's WSHA 88.9 FM presents An Evening with Nina Freelon, a benefit concert for WSHA FM, also featuring the Beast and Big Band. Six-time Grammy Award nominee Nina Freelon has earned a well-deserved reputation as a compelling and captivating live performer. Recently, Nina Freelon triumphed in two productions, first with opera superstar Jesse Norman and the indie phenom band The Roots, in composer Laurie Cartman's undertaking of Langston Hughes' Ask Your Mama at the Hollywood Bowl, and second in SRO shows at the Tanglewood Jazz Festival with the Duke Ellington-inspired Dreaming the Duke, with classical star Harolyn Blackwell and pop jazz crossover pianist Mike Garson. The versatile songstress quickly followed that with notable turns with a featured song on TV's number one cable hit Mad Men and with the world-famous Count Basie Orchestra to celebrate their new Mack Avenue recording on which she can be heard. Also coming up, Bella Fleck is performing with the North Carolina Symphony Special on September 24th at 7:30 p.m. at the Mimende Concert Hall. And again, this is also located inside the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The five-string banjo master marks the International Bluegrass Music Association's move to Raleigh with a special concert that will get your foot tapping and your spirit soaring. North Carolina is famous around the world for its traditional music, and from time to time, different members of the symphony and staff members come together to play as the NCS Bluegrass Band. As part of the Bella Fleck concert on September 24th, the NCS Bluegrass Band will feature Principal Second Violin Jacqueline Sade-Wolborski, Assistant Principal Second Violin David Kilbride, Associate Principal Bass Robert K. Anderson, Director of Operations Alan Love on guitar, Director of Communications Joe Newberry on guitar and banjo, and with special guest Chris Brashear on mandolin. Also as part of the evening's program, popular North Carolina songwriter and vocalist Laurelyn Dossett will perform with the symphony, accompanied by Joe Newberry and Chris Brashear to present music new and traditional. Tickets for this event range from $45 to $75. And for ticket information about any of these performances, you can call them at 919-996-8700. Coming up at the Durham Performing Arts Center, or DPAC as it's known, Beauty and the Beast. This performance will take place October 8th through the 13th. DPAC is located at 123 Vivian Street in downtown Durham. And for ticket information, you can call them at 919-680-2787. Disney's Beauty and the Beast, the smash hit Broadway musical, is returning to the Triangle. Based on the Academy Award-winning animated feature film, this eye-popping spectacle has won the hearts of over 35 million people worldwide. This classical musical love story is filled with unforgettable characters, lavish sets and costumes, and dazzling production numbers including Be Our Guest and the beloved title song. Experience the romance and enchantment of Disney's Beauty and the Beast at DPAC. The show length, Act 1 is 80 minutes, intermission 20 minutes, Act 2 50 minutes. Content advisory. Most parents would find this program suitable for ages 5 and above. All guests require a ticket regardless of age. No one under the age of 5 will be admitted into the theater, and children must be able to sit quietly in their own seat without disturbing other guests. The event dates and times. This performance begins Tuesday, October 8th, 7:30 p.m., Wednesday, October 9th, 7:30 p.m., Thursday, October 10th, 7:30 p.m., Friday, October 11th, 8 p.m., Saturday, October 12th, 2 p.m., and again at 8 p.m., and Sunday, October 13th, 1 p.m., and again at 6:30 p.m. Again, for ticket information, you can call DPAC at 919-680-2787. Time to read some upcoming events through Pinecone. The Brian Horton Quartet Brand New Day CD release party will take place Saturday, September 14th at 8 p.m. at the Cary Arts Center at 101 Dry Avenue in Cary. This performance is free and open to the public. July's weather cancellation has become a September CD release concert. The Brian Horton Quartet's new album, Brand New Day, will be available and features Horton on saxophones and flute, Ernest Turner on piano, Amin Salim on bass, and Kobe Watkins on drums. Horton's ensemble ensembles consistently rock the music scene with gritty originals and spontaneous live shows. In 2010, they were voted the best jazz band in the Triangle by the Independent Weekly. A versatile and prolific artist, Horton's most recent CD, New Morning Lullabies, was released earlier this year and features blues and ballads with Horton on the saxophone and Kelvin Scholler on piano. Joining Horton for the CD release concert will be, like I stated earlier, Ernest Turner on piano, Amin Salim on bass, and Jamio Brown will be performing on drums. Horton is a composer, saxophonist, producer, and studio engineer from Kinston, North Carolina. He maintains a steady balance of work as a bandleader, sideman, and composer-arranger for such renowned jazz musicians as Hannah, Winwood Harper, Louis Belson, Clark Terry, Delfeo Marsalis, and others. His playing is known for his attention to detail and melody, especially in his ballads. His work has also been cited with the likes of Latin percussion guru Kevin Jones, 10th World, producer Jess Blaze, Snoop Dogg and Memphis Bleek fame, and more. As a composer and arranger, Horton's music has been featured in several independent documentaries for Columbia and Stanford Universities, ESPN, Foot Locker, and director Spike Lee. Horton is currently a visiting professor at his alma mater, North Carolina Central University, alongside artist-in-residence Branford Marsalis. Horton recently designed and directed a week-long masterclass at North Carolina Central University on performance, composition, and music integrity. Again, the Brian Horton Quartet will be performing Saturday, September 14th at 8 p.m. at the Cary Arts Center, located at 101 Dry Avenue in Cary, and this event is free and open to the public. We've got time for a couple of other performances around the Triangle. Saturday, September 14th, Blue 52 and the Phillips Family Band will be performing at the North Carolina Museum of History in downtown Raleigh. For more information, you can call them at 919-807-7900. On Sunday, Linda Dawson will be performing at Quail Ridge Books and Music, and that's in Raleigh. Phone number for more information is 919-828-1588. On Monday, September 16th, Jean Brown, Bluegrass and Its Roots will be at the Southeast Regional Library in Garner. You can call them at 919-662-2250. On Tuesday, September 17th, Tommy Edwards, Bluegrass in North Carolina, will be at the Eva Perry Regional Library in Apex. Phone number 919-387-2100. Jan Johansson, All Things Bluegrass, will be at the West Regional Library in Cary, and their phone number is 919-463-8500. Also, on Tuesday, September 17th, John Santa, The Culture of Bluegrass Music in North Carolina, My Life as an Accidental Bluegrass Musician, will be at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center in Cary, and their phone number is 919-460-4963. Laura Lou and Lyle will be at the Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh on Wednesday, September 18th, and their phone number is 919-833-8898. And finally, Thursday, September 19th, Old Habits will be performing at the Garner Performing Arts Center Lawn in Garner, and their phone number is 919-661-4602. And we have run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen again, and I hope that you have enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. And so long until next time.